Arthur Ammann grew up in Brooklyn, New York, the son of working-class German immigrants who had never finished grade school. But education and love were emphasized in his childhood home, and his parents supported his desire to go to college and become a doctor. In med school, he found his specialty, immunology.
I found that one of the new emerging subspecialties in medicine was the field of immunology. Immunology was just emerging at the time I was completing my pediatric training. And immunology is about how does the body respond to infections? How do you develop vaccines to protect people?
In 1971, Ammann became the first pediatric immunologist at the University of California in San Francisco. In the early 1970s, he and his colleagues were the first to complete clinical trials, which led to FDA approval for the pneumococcal vaccine against pneumonia. He still considers that his greatest achievement. Ammann says it's especially important now as new, more dangerous flu strains emerge.
People don't always die of the flu, the virus, but they die of bacterial infection, which is the pneumococcal infection. It's very important in this influenza epidemic to get the pneumococcal immunization to prevent pneumonia.
10 years later, another killer disease caught the medical world's attention, AIDS. Ammann's clinic had already started seeing babies with compromised immune systems. He realized that their condition was similar to the mysterious and deadly disease that was destroying the immune systems of young gay men. Ammann worked with some of the finest minds in medicine to learn more about this acquired immune deficiency. They became aware that there was a much larger epidemic outside of the United States.
As we began to get preliminary reports from developing countries, we realized that what we were seeing in the U.S. was just a tip of the iceberg.
The human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, was identified in 1983, and a test for the virus in the blood was developed the next year. Successful at developing the pneumococcal vaccine, Ammann thought finding a vaccine for HIV would be a fairly straightforward matter as well. But with research funds in short supply, a frustrated Arthur Ammann left his university post in 1985 to go to the biotechnology firm Genentech, where resources were available. 7 years of research led to 5 patents, but no HIV vaccine. Still, Ammann is optimistic that one will be found, although he admits it may require a dramatic rethinking about how to create one.
The virus has something about it where we cannot respond to it. Our bodies are not genetically endowed with the ability to develop an immune response to this. I think what the virus is telling us, with all of the vaccine studies that have failed, is that we need to approach it very differently than we have smallpox, polio, pneumococcus.
One approach that has proven successful is treating HIV-positive mothers to prevent the transmission of the virus. Ammann discovered that if a pregnant woman were given a cocktail of antiviral drugs, her baby would be protected from getting HIV in the womb through the placenta or from breastfeeding after birth.
Well, in the United States, we've gone from thousands of cases of infected babies to fewer than 100. So it's almost eradicated in the United States.
Ammann attributes many of the advances against AIDS to activists and advocates who demanded government funding for research and drugs to treat the disease. But he says the situation was still dire in developing nations.
So things began to move very quickly in the United States. But the numbers we were getting from resource-poor countries were 1,600 babies infected every day. Every day. And that became, for me, another issue of justice and equity.
Unable to secure funding to address that inequity, Ammann, who had worked with 2 AIDS research foundations after leaving Genentech, established his own organization in 1999, Global Strategies for HIV Prevention. It immediately went to work in major cities in Uganda, South Africa, and India, among others. With programs moving forward in cities, Ammann turned his attention to rural communities, which were bearing the brunt of the epidemic, often because of civil unrest or war.
We've got to pay attention now even to these unstable areas that have very little infrastructure. And we've got to train not doctors and nurses because there's no infrastructure. We have to train community workers, mid-level healthcare workers to do what is being done in other locations.
Global Strategies has raised more than $22 million towards HIV prevention, trained some 5,500 healthcare workers, and provided HIV testing kits or drugs to 85,000 women in resource-poor countries. Now the nonprofit has started to advocate in the countries where it operates for stricter laws to protect women and children who are most at risk for HIV. Now 73 and retired from medical practice, Arthur Amon remains active in the fight against AIDS, and he says he will keep going as long as he can because the need to protect women and children continues. The rewards are great and the medical advances too exciting for him to stop. For VOA News, this is Jan Sluzer in San Francisco.